About 2,300 members of the Rainbow Family of Living Light are in Mount Tabor this week for the group's annual summer gathering. Thousands more are expected by July 4th when the event culminates with an elaborate prayer for peace. VPR's Nina Keck visited the camp and has this report.
The first thing you notice coming up Forest Road 10 are all the cars and buses. 319 cars and 27 buses at last count. That's how Forest Service personnel figure out how many people are at the gathering each day. Once you pass all the vehicles, you start seeing cardboard signs directing you to campsites and kitchens, water sources and latrines. Monty and Tay stop on their way to breakfast. Introductions are easy at Rainbow Gatherings because most people only use one name, kind of like through hikers on the Appalachian Trail. I asked Monty where she's from.
I'm from all over. The earth is my home. My mom used to bring me when I was a little girl. It's a totally different experience being a child here and then now an adult. It's pretty cool to look back on. Very nostalgic. This is my home. These are my family. It's good to come home to.
Rainbow members say typically about half the people at every gathering are there for the first time.
It's pretty cool because the newcomers that do come in, they don't know what to expect. And so when they get here, his first gathering, he didn't bring a tent or a tarp or anything. He literally had no idea what to expect, and everyone took care of him. Everyone gave him a place to sleep. You feel like you're at home after a day or 2 days. Yes, we're going to go get pancakes, but welcome home. Really.
Rainbow gatherings date back to 1972, a time when the country was trying to heal from the Vietnam War. Each summer, the loosely knit group holds a gathering on national forest land. The last time they were in Vermont was 1991 in Granville. Amanda, a Rainbow member from Minneapolis, says coming together each summer gives people a chance to let go of the real world.
We live in a world, unfortunately, of jobs and cars and payments and mortgage. And when you come here, that means nothing. If I hug you, you're going to hug me back. And you'll hug the next person. And just about the love.
But not everyone is feeling the rainbow love. At the Family Dollar store in nearby Wallingford, manager Jillian Earle says she's had people defecate in her parking lot and rummage in her dumpster. Beverly Doner is assistant manager at the Wallingford Citgo.
They are hanging out at the stores down here in Wallingford with signs begging for gas.
Has that been negatively impacting your business?
Yeah, when they were here sitting, I did not have any regular customers come in at all. And then when they left, then I had my customers, they were coming in.
According to the National Forest Service, there have been 75 incident reports, 120 warning notices, and 84 violations so far, most having to do with drugs or motor vehicles. Rutland Regional Medical Center says they've had 35 to 40 Rainbow members treated in their ER. Handling all those problems is expensive. The National Forest Service allocates nearly $500,000 a year specifically for law enforcement at Rainbow Gatherings. Bill Mickle is the special agent in charge.
So we have 24/7 coverage of uniformed law enforcement and investigators assigned to deal with any violations of federal and state law.
Some have complained that law enforcement has been too aggressive. Adam Buxbaum traveled to the Rainbow Gathering from California. He wrote to VPR that he's been dismayed by the hourly patrols by law enforcement and says cars are being pulled over for petty violations like broken taillights or wide turns, and then the drivers are pressured into agreeing to have their vehicle searched. Bill Mickle says the goal of the National Forest Service is to ensure that everyone at the Rainbow Gathering and those in the surrounding communities are kept safe.
Our role is really just to keep the peace, manage this event by treating everybody fairly and by enforcing the laws that Congress has tasked us to enforce.
Attendance at the event should peak in the next few days to about 6,000 to 7,000 people. That's fewer than what had been expected. The Rainbows are expected to begin leaving Vermont after July 4th. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.